produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome back to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Today's segment is going to be entitled Intentional Listening and Response. Intentional Listening and Response. So, as we always do, sit back, grab a comfortable spot, inhale, exhale, and let's dive into intentional response and listening with yours truly, Dr. G. It is important that we are intentional about what we say, about what we do, about how we respond. So many times life will throw us so many scenarios where we have to respond in a certain way, respond in a certain time frame, respond to a certain deadline. But I encourage you to take time to intentionally listen. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you thought you were actively listening? However, your brain was in overdrive about what you were going to say, how you were going to respond to what they just said, or what you thought you wanted to get across in the conversation? We need to be very intentional about what we hear, because a lot of times we may be thinking that we're listening to the person, but we're not truly thinking about what they're saying. We're not taking in their body language, their apprehension, their excitement. People can say many things to us, but we have to take in the big picture. How are they positioned? How are they standing? Are they apprehensive about what they're relaying to you? Are they excited about the information? Do they feel like they're watching your response based on what they say? We have to intentionally listen to individuals, and then we have to intentionally respond. So many times we're in such a quick hurry to get our point across or a quick hurry to meet our deadlines that we fail to intentionally respond. Intentional response is being brief, being aware, being active, understanding that you could have the best intentions for someone, but what you want to relate to them or what you want to communicate may not necessarily be what they need at the time. Intentionally listening, intentional response. We need to be brief. So many times we have so much we want to get across, but you can have sensory overload, a huge array of information that you're trying to present that can overwhelm someone that even though your intentions are well, they don't necessarily get all the information. Or they may feel overwhelmed. So intentional response, intentional delivery, intentional listening. Be brief. Be aware. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of who's in your circle. A lot of times we have friends that we've had for long times, long period of times, decades. They've been through the storms of ups and downs of life with us. They've been around for many, many of our births or many, many of our events, and we are with them out of obligation. We are with them out of loyalty. But be intentional in 2020 about who's in your circle, about who's around you. Be intentional about the conversations you have. If it doesn't add value to your life, if it doesn't bring positive energy, if it doesn't affirm your goals and your beliefs, be intentional about cutting off dead weight, eliminating things that are distraction, people that are distractions. Be intentional. Be intentional about what you do, what you say. What's your why? Everyone has a why. Your why is what gets you up in the morning. Your why is what motivates you to keep going, even when you want to quit, even when you want to give up. Be intentional about your why. Why do you do what you do? Why do you say what you say? How do you operate? How do you interact with others and individuals? Be intentional. Be intentional about the way you present yourself, because people watch you. A lot of times, we don't have to say a word. We're walking billboards. People will watch how we get through certain situations and find inspiration. People will watch how we handle certain people and find inspiration. People watch us to see how we respond, how we interact, how we behave. Be intentional. Be intentional about what you say. Make sure your words align with your goals. So many times we could be stressed out and we could be like, oh God, this is a stressful day. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day. Man, this is going to be a long meeting. They're going to waste my time. You can put negative atmosphere thoughts. And what I mean by that is you can say stuff and bring that energy. You can bring that bad energy, that good energy. I love listening to positive music or inspirational messages right before I start my day. And it pumps me. It lets me know that I am somebody, that I will get through this, that I will accomplish my goals. And when you start on the right foot, when you jumpstart your day, you jumpstart your mentality, you jumpstart your positive mode, and you're able to get through whatever circumstances life may throw at you. Be intentional about what you say, what you do, who you allow in your ear gates and your eye gates. Be intentional. Be intentional. I encourage you to seek out intentional relationships. Seek out people that you know will benefit your goal. So many times we are empaths where we are the helper. We're the one that people come to, people relate to, people depend on. But we need to make sure in this season, in 2020, we seek out people that will give us strength, that will motivate us, that will push us, that will help us accomplish what it is we're trying to accomplish. Seek out people with like-minded visions. This is the season that you don't have to be the smartest one in your group. You don't have to be the only one pushing your hustle. Because the problem I found is that when you're the only one pushing your hustle, or you're the only one working on something hard or a dream or a goal, people will question your goal, question your dream, question if you're doing too much because they don't understand your drive. In 2020, in this new season, be intentional about who you share your vision with. Be intentional about who you allow in your circle. Be intentional about who you welcome to sit at your table of executives of brainstorming of thoughts. Not every idea needs to be shared in 2020. Be intentional about what we say. So many times we can have dream killers sitting right amongst us and not know it because we share our vision and maybe theirs isn't picking up as fast or theirs isn't going as fast as they thought, or maybe they don't understand your vision. So don't be intentional about talking about your vision with any and everybody. Be intentional about who sits at your table of executives. Be intentional about who you allow to hang around you. You can hang around people that will drain your energy. You can hang around people that will motivate you for success. You can hang around people that will drive you to create. Be intentional about who's in your circle. Be intentional about who you keep around you. Be intentional about what you say, what you do. Be intentional about your why. Your why. I want to talk about the why. The why is so critical. We have to have a why. Everything we say, everything we do, everything we engage in has a why. Why you get up and go to work to pay your bills. Why you go to that church because it motivates you and gives you that boost the gas to help you get through the next day, the next life event, and because you enjoy the fellowship. Why you get up and go to your loctician? Because she does your hair and make you look amazing. Why? Why do we do what we do? Be intentional. Why do you go on that side of town? Because that's where you go to Wally World or Dollar Tree, and that's your favorite shopping spot. Why you get up and you go exercise? Because you want to be healthy. Why you save money? Because you want to go on that trip. We are intentional about our actions. So be intentional about the people we have in our circle. Why is it that you don't fool or associate with certain individuals? Because right now, y'all are going in different directions, different avenues, and you want more out of life, and you can't keep entertaining negativity, and you can't keep pouring from an empty cup. So therefore, you're intentional about the conversations you keep. Why is it that you'd rather keep your dreams to yourself and work on you and work on your goals and then just show people, be from the show me state? Because you're intentional about not having everybody and anybody in on what you're working on, because sometimes you could be talking to a dream killer. I can't stress that enough. People don't mean to be dream killers. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they just don't understand the vision. And when they don't understand something, then they ask questions or they try to tear it down because they're not quite sure. It hasn't been done. There's no point of reference. But be intentional about who you hang with. In order to go where you've never been, you have to do something you never done. In order to have more, you have to do more. In order to be great, you have to see yourself great and start making great decisions. In order to succeed at life, you have to get back up time after time after time when you fall, time after time when it doesn't make sense. You have to find that motivation, find your why, because there are going to be times when you're tired. There are going to be times where you don't feel like going anymore. There are going to be times where you question if the vision was something that you just took on prematurely. There are going to be times where you wonder if the timing is right. I truly believe God gives a provision when he gives vision. That simply means that everything you need to accomplish that goal is right there. The resources are there. The networking is there. The opportunity is there. But will you say yes? Be intentional. Be intentional in 2020 that the vision will be fulfilled, but what are you intentionally doing? In order to achieve greatness, we have to have intentional actions. Intentionally do things to better our life. Maybe you need to study more. Maybe you need to apply yourself. Maybe you need to read more about what you're trying to do. Maybe you need to network with people who've done what you're trying to do. Maybe you need to network with people who are working on what you're trying to accomplish. In 2020, be intentional. A lot of times we always say, I want to have my own. I want to do this. But sometimes we need to be intentional about networking. If somebody's already doing what you are trying to do, partnership is amazing. See, it's one thing when you do it by yourself, but it's an amazing thing when you work together because you can accomplish more together. You can do more together. Partnership in 2020 is key. Why invent the wheel if it's already invented? Why not just get aboard and push, and together we make things happen? Be intentional in 2020 and know that there is nothing you can't accomplish. You have to have the mindset that, yes, I can. Yes, I will. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what I have to do to make it happen. I don't care if I have to study. I don't care if I have to make certain sacrifices, because the end is I win. The end is I am successful. The end is I will accomplish my dreams, my goals, my visions. Be intentional. Be so intentional that you don't have time to doubt. Be so intentional that you're so busy pushing your vision and your goals that you don't have time to think about, what if this doesn't work? Eliminate the plan B. So many times we say, I'm going to do this, but if this don't work, I got to fall back. Eliminate the fallback. Get to the point where you have no option but to succeed. Get to the point where failure is not an option. Get to the point where there is no what ifs. It's all about, I am going to do it, and when I'm going to do it, and how I'm going to do it, it's going to get done. Be so intentional that you have an appreciation for a higher power than yourself, and know that God brought you to it. He'll bring you through it. Be intentional and know that you've survived worse. You've survived others. Be intentional and have a point of reference. Start to look back at your resume of life experiences and say, I've intentionally gone through this. I intentionally went through that. Maybe I made a decision that wasn't favorable, but I came through it. Aren't you glad that God gives us grace and mercy and brings us through situations that we put ourselves in, but we have a second chance to get it right, a second chance to do it right? How do you say a second chance? How so, Dr. Whitney? How is it a second chance? I'll tell you. Every day you wake up, you have new mercies. Every day you get on your feet, you have new opportunities to try again, new opportunities to get it right, new opportunities to create. So I encourage you to go after your dreams. I encourage you to go after your vision. I encourage you to strive for greatness and understand that there is nothing you can't accomplish. There is nothing you can't do. But we have to have the mindset of greatness. We have to have the intentional mindset to actively listen. Listen to what our environment is telling us. Listen to what our body is telling us. I had to learn this the hard way. I was recently hospitalized for an unknown allergic reaction, and all these tests and blood work was done only to come to the realization that it was my body telling me that the environment I was in was toxic, that I was surrounding myself by things that were pulling on my energy, pulling on my brain, pulling on my strength, and causing me to feel stressed out. And therefore, I had to be intentional about the company I keep. I had to be intentional about saying no. I had to be intentional about knowing when to rest, knowing when to say, I've had enough. I had to be intentional about saying, you know, if I can't get it all done today, there's another day tomorrow. I had to be intentional about saying, I just can't. I had to be intentional about saying no and not having a reason why, just saying, no, I can't. I had to be intentional about protecting my peace, protecting my health. And I'm telling you, be intentional. Be intentional of who you're surrounded with. Be intentional where you go. Be intentional what you do. Be intentional what you say. Be intentional how you listen. Active listening is listening to your body, listening to your senses, listening to the environment, listening to people's actions. Actions speak louder than words. I'm from the show me state. You can show me better than you could tell me. Be intentional about what you see. Be intentional about what you do. Be intentional about who's in your life. I encourage you to be intentional. Now I'm going to give you some homework. Absolutely, I'm going to give you homework. I want you to write down 5 things, because 5 is my number. 5 things you need to intentionally change about your life. 5 things you need to intentionally change about your life. Now I want you to write down 5 new habits that you're going to do every day to incorporate a better you. 5 new habits. 5 things you're going to change. 5 new habits. Then I want you to write down 5 things you will accomplish in 2020. Then I want you to write down 5 new opportunities and challenges you will seek out. 5 new opportunities and challenges you will seek out. And then finally, I want you to write 5 ways you can accomplish your goals. 5 ways you can accomplish your goals. And when you look at this, ideas are going to generate and you'll be able to process. It is essential that we are intentional about what we say, what we do, and our actions. If you took nothing away from what I said today, I want you to know to be intentional. Be intentional about what you say. Be intentional about what you do. Be intentional about who's in your circle. Be intentional. You can accomplish your goals, your dreams, your visions. I believe in you. I never like to close out without saying my famous line of go to the grave empty. You have an opportunity to leave this world accomplishing all of your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. Go to the grave empty. Leave nothing to chance. Have no regrets. Reverend Lydia says, Live on the dash, live on the dash, live on the dash. You have a sunrise and a sunset. Live on the dash means enjoy life in between your sunset and your sunrise with no regrets. So when you are ready for your number to be called, you can go to the grave empty. I encourage you to accomplish your goals, your dreams. There is nothing impossible. There is nothing that you can't do. You are phenomenally blessed by the best, and you will accomplish everything. This is the year of vision fulfilled. This is the year of promise being given to you that everything will be A-okay if you are intentional about your actions, intentional about what you say, what you do, who's in your circle. You can, you will, it shall be done. I believe in you. Do you believe in yourself? All you need is the size of a mustard seed faith. That means just a small amount of faith that you can move mountains. This is the year of vision fulfilled, 2020. Dream big. Go after your goals. Be intentional about what you say, what you do, what you speak, who you speak to, and what you allow in your circle. Be intentional. I tell people all the time, stop saying every year you're going to purge off your new friends and old friends, and just be intentional about what you do. Be intentional about who you connect with, who you link up to, because truly who's in your circle will push you and motivate you on your worst days. They will push you and motivate you on your great days. They will be the ones that propel you. They will be the ones that speak life into you. Be intentional. Be intentional. Be blessed. Be aware. Be loved. Be courageous. Go after your dreams, your goals, your visions. There is nothing you can't accomplish as long as you know that with God, all things are possible. And there is a higher power entity than yourself that is guiding you each and every day. And each day you wake up, it's new mercies, new opportunities that you can go out and grab and achieve and attain. Be intentional, because the promise is you will win, but you have to take the leap of faith. Once you step out on faith, doors will open, opportunities will come. Will it be easy? No, by no means. Nothing comes easy, but it's definitely rewarding. The sacrifices will be rewarding, and you will see sweet success if you stick with it, if you're consistent, if you're intentional about what you speak, about what you have around you, about the people you entertain. Be intentional, be aware, be blessed, be fundamentally encouraged, enlightened, and spiritually advised. Make sure you are listening to the right people, the right instructional pieces, the right webinars, the right inspirational messages. Make sure what you hear is propelling you for your destiny. What you hear is giving you that extra strength, that extra boost to know that it will be accomplished. It will come to pass. Be intentional. Be intentional. Take care of yourself. Self-care. In my last few minutes, I want to talk about self-care. Be so aware and so in tune to your body, to your needs, that you take care of self. Don't wait until you get sick to take care of yourself. Don't wait until the doctor tell you you got to stay in the hospital to take care of yourself. Be aware, be in tune, be blessed. Be so secure in who you are that it doesn't matter if you're a team of one supporting you. Know that you're bad all by yourself and you can accomplish any and everything. Be so secure in yourself that you know that with help from anybody or help from no one, you will get it done. And know that if your body tells you to rest, rest. If your mind tells you to rest, rest. If your heart say don't do it, don't do it. If you have questions about it, check it out. Be intentional. Well, that's my time. This has been From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Be intentional. Have a blessed day. Understand you are blessed by the best and that this is the year of vision fulfillment. You will accomplish all of your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. If you are consistent, if you keep the faith, and if you just remember that all things are possible to those who believe and take that mustard seed faith and leap out and go after their dreams. Have a blessed day, night, evening, weekend. Enjoy.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World. Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Tam Smith with The Real Tam Smith radio show. I wanted to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. This is The Real Tam Smith, and I want to wish you a happy new year. Here it is, 2020. Can't believe how fast time has gone by. It's just been a whirlwind this year in particular, but it really, really has gone by really quickly for me and my household. So I can only imagine what it is for anyone else out there. But with it being the new year and us starting off on a good foot, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was life purpose. So I am planning to host a vision casting event, similar to a vision board party, or where individuals get together and do a dream board where you cut out pictures from a magazine and everyone gets together and talk about things that they want to do and goals and kind of aspirations in life, and more particularly for the year of 2020. And this year, because I had a very difficult time putting a vision together last year, 2019. We've all had our own challenges, and I've always been a stickler on planning. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually an event planner. So planning is something that comes naturally for me. But last year, I couldn't put my thoughts together. I couldn't even get myself in a place where I could sit down and say, okay, this is what I need, or this is what I want to work towards for this year, or, you know, for the future. And it really made it rough, I would say. And I don't want to say rough like it was a terrible year, because it wasn't terrible. It was definitely a challenging year, mostly outside factors. But a lot of it had to do with me. And when I say that, I mean, as far as going back and doing some soul searching and the things that I've done over the years, I've been reflecting on a lot of things. And of course, everyone always has that reminder of, okay, it's the first of the year, you know, what things I'm going to work towards, or everyone says the New Year's resolution or what have you. And I don't necessarily like to get involved in the New Year resolution aspect, but I do want to make sure that I have something in place where I'm working towards. It's just something that I've gotten accustomed to over the years. Well, since then, what I wanted to do this year, because last year I had such a difficult time, I said, I think it would be a really good opportunity for myself and for others out in my community, with whether it's, you know, social media, friends, or individuals from certain networks that I belong to in the past. But I thought it would be a good opportunity to put together a vision casting workshop based on some things that I've learned over the years, and more so recently, things that I have revisited, things that I have gotten a better understanding on, and things that I really think that need to be shared. It may be some other individuals out there that have had the experience of doing a vision board or writing down goals, and maybe even in the position where I was last year, where I couldn't even put down any goals in writing or any vision of what I wanted to see move in my life in the future. So I said that this year, what I wanted to do was take time, obviously, for myself and for others that were in need that could benefit from going back through the process of, let's, sitting down and having an intentional thought process about what it is that you want, what it is that you're trying to do, and what it is that you want to see yourself doing in the future, whether it's personal or business. And so that is what brings me to my topic today, on the vision board, but not necessarily the vision board process, but the beginning steps of even trying to put together a vision board. So, and part of that is putting down specifically what you want in life, like to the point of discovering your life purpose. A lot of us don't know what our purpose is, or we may have an idea, but we're not even remotely close to figuring out how we can make that possible. And what I see with other vision board events, and, you know, nothing is wrong with any vision board, any type of activity that gets you in the thought process of working towards any goal is always a good one. but there needs to be some type of purposeful guidance involved. And that is what I specifically wanted to do for those that participated in the workshop that I'm doing. And I wanted that to be an experience for someone to take away and not necessarily just, oh, I'm going to cut some pictures out and I'll be able to look at these pictures over the year and say, okay, well, I got that car that I had been dreaming about, or I got that house that I was dreaming about, or I got that, you know, that new pair of shoes that I was dreaming about. But specific things in life that are meaningful. Not that a car isn't meaningful, because trust me, I want a car. I want a new car, and it's coming. It's the Nissan Armada, and I want the newer model. But I'm waiting. My truck literally is on its last leg, and I pray over that baby every day I get in it, and I tell her how much I appreciate her for driving me around. My truck is, I want to say, 16 years old and well over 225,000 miles at least. So I pray over that baby when I get in there. But and of course, that'll most likely be on my vision board. But I also want to have things that are specifically related to my purpose. So what I wanted to do is just kind of share a few tips and maybe a resource or two for you to be able to access at your leisure when you decide to sit down to do your vision board, or if you need to revisit your vision board, something that you've already created, whether it was last year, this year, or in the process of creating, and give you some things to consider and a better thought process about how to make that work. So I have a number of mentors that I would say that have been influential in my life over the course of years. And a lot of it has come from, you know, those that are known and some that are completely unknown. You know, I have some that some even local women that have been inspirational to my life. And then there are others that are outside in the business realm, or they're motivational speakers or what have you. And then I follow some of their teachings and been able to implement at one point or another, but haven't effectively followed through with it because I have been missing a step in the process. You know, it's not just about getting excited and having a rah-rah session. It's actually taking the information that they're giving us and that they're sharing with us and utilizing it to be of purpose and to be of something that we're implementing in our own lives. So I wanted to go over just a few things that I have learned, and just hopefully it'll be some light for someone else out there that are in a place where they need to revisit some things that they're doing. But so how to discover your purpose? A lot of people, you know, well, I don't know what my purpose is. And a lot of times what will happen is your purpose could be something that's completely unknown because you haven't even considered it. But typically, it's something that's going to give you contentment, or you'll have that feeling of fulfillment or joy. It's going to be something that is going to even make you happy or give you inner peace. And of course, what gives me inner peace is probably sitting on a beach somewhere with blue waters and clear white sand in between my toes. But that's not my life's purpose. So millions of people have all over the world are born with, you know, and a unique purpose in life. And being able to hone in on that is something that all of us, we haven't been taught or we haven't been exposed to, or on even having a conversation as to how that would look. So being able to understand how to go about obtaining that process, or the knowledge to get the process of establishing what it is that you want for your purpose, which turns into what your passion is. course, all of us have our own particular talents, and we have to work on them just like anything else. You have people who are destined to be brain surgeons, people that are destined to be astronauts, physicists, rocket scientists, or what have you. Or, you know, even I got really tickled one day. I was driving and I saw a sign outside of a fast food restaurant where they were hiring for a biscuit maker. And it specifically asked for a biscuit maker. And it tickled me, but that particular sign spoke to someone and that made them extremely excited and happy because that possibly was their goal in life. They didn't ask for a chef or someone to cook, someone to come in and prepare food. They asked for a biscuit maker. So that was very specific. So it kind of tickled me because that really sung to someone's choir, I'm telling you. But, a lot of us, we have what I call distractions in life, which tends to completely wipe out what we would even remotely think our purpose is, you know, especially women. And I don't want to just, talk to women because this is specifically for all genders and races. Everyone has a purpose, you know, whether it's a painting or a musician, each person has to work towards it. But even working towards that purpose and developing your craft in that purpose gives you joy. So there are things that we do, many of us do, even on the level of a hobby, that brings us joy and enthusiasm. And we don't have an opportunity to pursue it. So when we sit down and do our vision, we want to make sure that our passion is clear. And when we're clear on our passion or what lights that fire inside of you, you want to align that with your purpose. And once you align what your passion is to your purpose, then you can then in turn align it with your goals. So it's actually a process. You know, those steps come into play that need to be purposefully done. Not just, I'm going to write down my goal today is to get XYZ done. Now, granted, we do have a whole lot of getting XYZs done. And we have a to-do list, but that is not necessarily your goal in life. So, and I just wanted to make sure that we had some individuals that were able to understand that differentiation. So, what things that you want to do is to explore what you love to do and what comes to you easily. So, like I said, we're all born with a deep and meaningful purpose in life. And it's just for us to discover it, what it is that just kind of makes your heart sing. So you definitely want to sit down and ask yourself, what is my purpose? You know, and how you go about discovering that is you want to explore, what do you love to do? I know that question sounds extremely simple and not maybe even elementary, but what is it that you love to do? And think about it, marinate on it. You know, do you love cooking? Is this something that, do you love gardening? Do you love kickboxing? Do you love standing in front of a group of people and sharing your story? You know, do you love teaching? Do you love caregiving? And then does what you love come easily to you? So when you ask yourself, what do you love? You also want to ask yourself, what comes easily to you? So, and of course, this takes work in developing your talents because, like I say, you know, if you're a musician or if you're a painter, you have to still develop those skills. But it is going to be something that's going to be a lot easier for you to do and enjoyable. So that is where you want to sit back and say, okay, I am really, really looking forward to doing this particular thing because this is what my soul is happy about. So I'll give you an example. One of the things that I truly love doing is networking. I was exposed to networking probably about 11, 12 years ago. And I mean networking as far as in a business arena. So I had the opportunity to do some networking. And when I first had the exposure to it, I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure necessarily what to say as far as why, what was my purpose for being in that networking arena. I knew exactly what I wanted to accomplish, but how to effectively convey that. So once I was able to learn how to effectively convey my purpose for being there, I loved it. And actually had to step away from networking on two separate occasions. And the first time that I pulled away from networking, it was almost devastating to me. So when I had a chance to stick my toe in here and there, to attend an event where I was networking with other business owners or those that were learning a specific task or we're at a conference or what have you, just meeting people and connecting people, that was something that gave me a natural high. Also, what gives me a high is managing events. And I didn't know that that's what it was. My first event was when I was 17 years old. And that the high of the event itself, it wasn't that, oh, it was my event. It was the fact that I had pulled people together and they enjoyed the event that I had pulled together. And that's kind of what started me pursuing event planning. And I didn't even realize that people actually got paid for that. When I found out people got paid for it, I said, wait a minute, we gotta rethink this process. But I really, really, that's what made my heart sing. I'm a people pleaser. I like to be around people. I like to make sure that people are catered to. That when you come to an event, you know, your senses are awakened. And that's what I love to do. And I'm constantly studying my craft. Even though I've been studying my craft for some 15 years now, I'm steadily feeding myself because it's what I love to do and it comes easy for me. So those are some things that I had to learn about myself. Now, I also have other passions, personal passions, and of course, business passions. And you can do a list for both, or you can do just one or the other. Or it may be that your passion encompasses the personal and the business together. So it's not a one size fit all solution. So another thing you want to do, you want to make sure that you're asking yourself, what do you enjoy expressing about yourself? So what are the qualities that you enjoy the most about yourself? And how do you communicate that to other people? So that's one thing to consider. And when you're moving along in the process, you want to create a life purpose statement or kind of like a mission statement. What is my mission statement? So when you're looking at the qualities that you enjoy, that can correlate with values. What values do you see yourself exuding? You know, so when people say, okay, this is Tam, what values do they associate with me? Well, I enjoy hosting. I enjoy creating experiences for people. I enjoy empowering people when I'm networking by connecting them. So things along that line, what are some things that you can consider that would make sense for you personally? And then you would utilize that and incorporate that into your purpose statement or your mission statement. And this is where you're going to be combining one or two things within a statement to give yourself a clear purpose of what it is that you want. and you want to have this something that's readily available to you, and it could change. You could tweak it a bit. You know, it's not just a one thing fits all, you know. And then, of course, you want to move forward into what is it that your heart is telling you. We all have a compass. You know, many people now, of course, refer to it as your GPS, because obviously this is in our vehicles and on our phones now with Google Maps. But we have a GPS, or your heart will tell you, it will give you that guidance as to where you're going and what you want to do. And when you utilize that, when you listen to it and utilize it, it will pilot you the perfect course. So your course will be mapped out by listening to your own inner GPS. And it'll give you ideas of where to go. And then once you get the idea, that clarification of where you are, you visualize where you want to go and actually see yourself doing it, those things have a tendency to come to fruition. They come into effect. They actually begin to happen. So every time you express something, you're expressing that as an intention. You're expressing, okay, this is where I am and this is where I'm going. And this is, I actually visualize myself. So, okay, like a teenager, typically the teenage girls, they want to go to the mall. So their idea is, okay, I'm going to the mall. But their whole process is before they ask for a ride from their parents or what have you, or money to catch the bus or a cab or Uber or what have you, they're visualizing themselves actually in the mall shopping. So guess what? It happens most of the time. Of course, now, you know, I'm just using that as an example, but you get my drift. So when you decide where you want to go and you start to use that, that GPS or that compass that we have inside of us, it'll help us along our route. And when you put that path down in the form of a vision board, it allows you to stay focused. So, and it, once you get a little bit clearer about your purpose, you want to make sure that you're doing that, that you're looking at it on a regular basis. It's something that you're visually presenting to yourself. So it becomes a part of your subconscious. It's something that you don't even have to think about. It'll be in your mind on a continuous basis. So you are subconsciously working towards that end result. Of what your purpose is. And so that's why I'm saying all of those things fit into one bucket. It's not just, oh, we have some pictures, oh, we have this, but how are you going to get there? You know, what is it that motivates you to get to determine what your purpose is? What makes you passionate about your purpose? And then what goals are going to help you get there? So all of those fit into each other. Now, one of the things that you also want to make sure you consider is find, some people do what they call an accountability partner, or they will look at getting a coach, or they'll look at maybe taking a course on how to continue to develop your life goals or your life purpose, and how it looks at different stages of your life. And those are some things that you can consider. There are plenty of experts out here that offer those assistance, those trainings and mentorships. Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, shucks, John Maxwell, you know, the list goes on. And there are a variety of individuals that can help you get there. So, you know, it's not just I put my stickers on this paper and I'm going to look at them occasionally and hopefully I'll make it there. But the biggest thing is once you align your goals with your purpose and your passion, you know, the light turns on. things begin to happen. And then you want to lean in. You want to lean into it. Start living it. Now, things obviously aren't going to happen overnight, but your breakthrough is going to happen by way of continuing the process on a regular basis. You know, are you where you want to be? You know, have you accomplished all that you thought or all that you wanted to at this stage? You know, are you enjoying your lifestyle? Are you enjoying other things that you've dreamt about before in life? You know, can you stand to have a more fulfilling career or business or personal life? You know, are your relationships meaningful? And once you ask yourself those questions, you can continue the process. You know, it's a never ending thing. And a lot of times I'll hear, and I even told myself this, you know, am I too old? Is it too late? But it's never too late to do what makes you happy. As long as you have air in your body to breathe, you know, you need to continue to move forward. One tip that I can give you that I learned was coming up with a test. It's actually something that's called a purpose test. And it's something that you can access online. But it's someone that put together a simple little test that you answer a couple questions. And some of the questions specifically follow the, you know, basic questions like, my ideal life is when I'm doing XYZ, or when I find most joy is when I'm doing XYZ, or when I'm creating, or when I'm helping, or when I'm serving, or when I'm doing whatever. And then you fill in the blanks, whether it's creating, for some people it's speaking or teaching or helping or what have you. So start your sentence off, when my life is ideal, I am XYZ. And write several of those, you know, make a list. See if you can fill up a page of what is ideal for you. You know, not necessarily what is actually happening, but what would be ideal and what would bring you joy. And then once you've written those out, take a look and identify the top five. And then eventually narrow down the number one thing that makes your heart sing. And that's going to help you with that process. So what I wanted to do is just share those tidbits with you. And I do want to leave you today with one quote that I thought stood out to me big time was, you know, make the rest of your life the best of your life. And that's true. You know, I'll be 45 in a couple days. And, you know, for others, I'm an old lady. But for me, I still have 45 more years to go, hopefully, God willing. And I want to make the rest of my life the best of my life. So with that being said, thank you for listening and tuning in. And until next time, stay positive and be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.